NBC News Radio, I'm Scott Carr. The Hollywood film industry has avoided a major shutdown. A strike by Los Angeles stage workers was averted Saturday, just hours before a deadline on Monday. About 60,000 members of the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees were about to begin a nationwide strike, which would have shut down production on dozens of movies and TV shows. The union's been in talks over more meal breaks, better benefits, and safer working conditions. A group of American missionaries has reportedly been kidnapped in Haiti, at least 17 of them. Haitian security forces telling CNN 14 adults and 3 minors were kidnapped by gang members Saturday. The missionaries reportedly abducted while traveling north of Port-au-Prince after visiting an orphanage. The State Department's looking into it. On the day President Biden paid tribute to law enforcement, officers lost in the line of duty over the past 2 years. A manhunt's underway for a gunman who killed a Texas deputy in an ambush early yesterday. Brad Siegel with details.
A statement from the Harris County Precinct 4 says 30-year-old deputy Kareem Atkins was killed while trying to detain someone else outside a Houston bar early Saturday. The gunman reportedly came out of nowhere and fired on 3 constable deputies outside the 45 North Sports Bar. Deputy Atkins died of his gunshot injuries. The other 2 deputies are in the hospital. Deputy Darrell Garrett was shot in the foot, and Deputy Joaquin Barthen was shot in the back. I'm Brad Siegel.
A Russian actor and film director making a movie in space are back on Earth. Actress Yulia Persild and director Klim Shipenko spent 12 days on the International Space Station to make the film. The Russian Space Agency says they landed in a remote area of Kazakhstan today with a cosmonaut in a Soyuz space capsule. Russian TV footage showing the capsule making it to the ground with the help of a parachute and ground personnel helping the film crew emerge from the capsule. Scott Carr, NBC News Radio.